Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a rising country music star who's a singer and a songwriter, and she's gotten great reviews from CMT and Cowgirl Magazine and quite a few other publications as well. She's won multiple awards where she's from, and we're going to find out more about her today. So let's welcome and meet Paige King Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. Thank you for asking. The question is, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good. The sun's shining, so it's a good day.
And it's not snowing, and life is good. So now, I just first of all wanted to ask, you just released a new video for I Thank God, which is the first single off an EP or an album. What's the plan moving forward?
Well, you know, I would like to know the answer to that some days as well, too. No, it's part of a bigger kind of group of singles that are going to be coming out here in throughout this whole year, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm. All a part of an album, I'm assuming?
Maybe so. I put out my first album in 2022, and so we're kind of putting these out to feel the waters for this kind of new era of Paige King Johnson, and hopefully maybe working towards a bigger project at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this since age 9. Yeah. So what has evolved? What has changed for you since you started doing the rendition of Paige King Johnson now to what today's Paige King Johnson is?
I've definitely learned a lot over the last few years. You know, being in the music industry, it's not always the nicest to you. And although, you know, those bad days kind of stink in time, they do teach you a lot, not only about, you know, yourself as a writer and an artist, but also just as a person in general. And I do feel like, you know, I've grown a lot as a person over the years of being in the music industry, and I've started to kind of find my voice as well, too, and what I'm passionate about and what means the most to me, and, you know, values and everything else. And I've just been so grateful to kind of be able to share that through music and get to meet a lot of different people through that. And, you know, music is one of the most universal languages, and so it really has taught me a lot about me over the years, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're broadcasting to 100, speaking of universal languages, we're broadcasting to 100 countries right now around the world who are tuning in and meeting you perhaps for the first time. So if the new video is I Thank God, the question then becomes, are you a faith-based country singer, writer, or more than that?
Yeah, it does kind of get weird. You know, people are like, well, how can you sing Christian music and you're a country artist? And I'm, you know, I tell everybody that I am a country artist that has a really big faith. And I'm grateful that, you know, country music very much so embraces, you know, faith-based music in all kinds of different ways. And so I still have my share of songs about trucks and, you know, back roads and small towns and all the things. But my faith is a big part of who I am. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I am where I am today.
Mm-hmm. And is country music the lane you've always been in? Has that been always your format?
It has been. Yes, I was raised on all the classics in country music. And so that's where I, you know, glean all of my inspiration from whenever I'm in the writing room or the studio or wherever.
Mm-hmm. If you could collaborate with three singers, dead or alive, who would they be?
I hate it. Number one would be Loretta Lynn. She is one of my biggest inspirations, has been and forever will be. Another one, because I'm a 90s kid, I love me some George Strait, and that would just be an amazing collaboration just to be able to share a stage with him or write songs with him. The third one, though, that's a hard decision. Probably more so in the Miranda Lambert lane, if we're looking more modern. She's definitely been one person that I have looked up to since I started playing guitar and playing out at different shows of, you know, what it means to be a woman in this industry.
Mm-hmm. And what is Paige King Johnson listening to these days? I mean, what artists have caught your attention?
When she's not listening to herself.
When she's not listening to herself. Are you okay listening to yourself? Because a lot of people don't like to listen to themselves.
It's hard to do. You know, I mean, I nerd out on getting to listen to like new mixes to new songs and all the things, but I get to listen to myself every single night while I'm up on stage. So I don't sit down to listen to myself. I do listen to, in the newer realm of artists, I listen to Hayley Witters, which kind of has a lot of the 90s country sounds to her, as well as an artist named Hannah Dasher. And I'm trying to think of some other ones out. I've always been a fan of Lori McKenna. She's more so singer-songwriter, but she's just an icon in the songwriting world in Nashville. So I kind of always find myself going back to her too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are speaking with Paige King Johnson and talking about the new song. How many songs have you released so far in recent days? I know that, you know, I Thank God is new. Was there something before that, a video that came out in the last year, or is this the first off of the next project for you?
Well, so I put out an album in the middle of 2022. And so we had quite a few singles that kind of led us into the beginning of 2023. And then in came all of the new music. And so I Thank God came out in November of last year. And it's kind of the first of the new wave of this new music, which is really exciting. And this video, you know, so special to me. I got to shoot it in my home church in North Carolina. And so, you know, this was the first one that I really wanted to kind of kick off this new wave of music because it does mean so much to me.
But we're going to ask for you to perform a song. What song would you like to perform first?
I think I'm going to start out with I Thank God because it does, you know, it's a big part of who I am. And it's a really important part of this kind of next movement of music for me.
All right, here's Paige King Johnson, and I Thank God.
I'm
Border Crossings, I thank God. Every single night before I go to bed, I thank God. Paige King Johnson is our guest. She's a songwriter and a singer who recorded the music in Nashville.
Yes.
But you're living in South Carolina.
North Carolina. I get to split time between the two, and I'm grateful to kind of get to call both places home and get to travel back and forth between the two in between traveling everywhere for shows.
Mm-hmm. So singer or songwriter, what do you think you do better?
I don't know what I do better. What I enjoy the most, when it comes down to it, is probably songwriting, because, well, A, if you don't have good songs, then you can't go anywhere in this industry. But B, you know, the heart of songwriting lets you kind of lay everything out, and you get to tell different stories, whether it's your own personal stories or you get to kind of help somebody else bring another story to life. And, you know, not everybody gets to do that as a job. So right, I'm grateful right. for it.
And it's therapeutic, too, to be able to write absolutely. Your feelings in a song.
Yes.
Now, do you typically write the song lyrics or the melody first? What comes to you?
It really depends on the day, who I'm writing with, or kind of what the topic is. If I'm getting inspiration just very randomly, it's usually words that come first. And I get a lot of inspiration when I'm going on walks outside. And so I always keep my phone nearby me, and I'll just, you know, jot down whatever words or lines come to mind. And then the music usually comes after that.
Mm-hmm. And so you've worked with a lot of big name artists. I guess you work with Pam Tillis as well. And recently on some of the music, if not, I thank God, but you've worked with her on some other stuff too. Is Pam the daughter of Mel Tillis?
Yes, she is. The huge icon, Mel.
Yes. The late, great Mel Tillis.
Yes. I believe.
But
it's been such a shining star and such a light on my life and as well as in my career, you know, in the country world. And we've been working together now for almost 4 years on different videos and photo shoots. And she's helped me out in the studio on the production side of things, too. So she's been a huge help all around.
Hmm. And you are quite the threat, because you're a great songwriter, great singer, and smart. You went to the music business school. So nobody can put anything past you when it comes to contract negotiations and royalties. No one's going to pull anything over your eyes.
Hopefully not. That was the goal, right?
Yes. Well, it's an interesting business, you know, these days. And, you know, it's come full circle. But, you know, you being a young artist, you didn't experience the more raw garage days or the street corner days or the earlier sounds. So now you have the technology to be able to layer your track, send it off to somebody else somewhere else out of your state, and they can produce it and work with it. So it's very different. And also now songs are available one at a time, whereas you had to buy an album before, but album sales are down and everybody wants to buy one song.
I know, it's crazy the technology that we have, you know, like any other business, I'm sure it has created and opened up so many opportunities for us in such positive ways, but it's also added more jobs onto artists in so many, you know, not negative, but overwhelming ways on some days. And so it's a balance to try to keep them in check and still be able to, you know, keep that artistry in line and open to whatever inspiration's coming around.
Mm-hmm. Now, I, you know, we talked about the faith that you have, the strong spiritual faith that you believe. And I'm just wondering, are you sitting on a church bench right now? Is that...
I am. This is actually my recently refinished church pew that was recycled, and I'm grateful to kind of have in my hands now.
Wow. See, I was going, wait a minute. What sofa looks like that?
It was a nice purchase. I was grateful to be able to kind of find it on a whim, and a lot of love went into this thing.
Oh, yes. A lot of prayers set on that bench, I'm sure, over the years. Paige King Johnson is our guest. We're talking about her new music. So what are you going to do for us next?
The next song is a special song to me. This is actually a song that Pam actually found rolling around Nashville, and she sent it my way. And it spoke to me in so many different ways. And so this song is called Famous Enough.
Famous Enough. It's Paige King Johnson. This is Border Crossings.
I'm singing it to you.
Crossings with Paige King Johnson and your new song.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was the single before.
Okay. But everything's relatively new since the album came out a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So, and the plan is for a new album this year, next year. What are you planning?
New music coming this year for sure. I've waited way too long to be able to put out new music. So it is, it's a lot of different projects actually with the singles that are coming, but also we did a really special kind of acoustic barn sessions is what we ended up lovingly calling it. And I got to shoot it at my grandfather's farm here in Eastern North Carolina. And so it kind of opens up a whole new side of, you know, Paige King Johnson, where she came from, but also, you know, where my love of country music came from and the roots that came with it.
Mm-hmm. And your grandfather was a big influence, I read, in your career and your path.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is the other side of the family. But
the other grandfather.
Yeah, but my grandfather, they both have been huge influences in me, you know, but my grandfather on my dad's side was the one who bought me a guitar first and, you know, really encouraged me to start figuring out where music could take me. And I'm, you know, forever in debt to him for kind of planting those seeds in me at a very young age.
Do you revisit the music you wrote when you were 9, when you were just getting started?
You know, I really didn't start writing music until I moved to Nashville, but yeah, I spent all those years kind of trying to recreate all the sounds that I heard on the radio and on my parents' cassettes, if you can even remember those, CDs and all the things. And, you know, I really do feel like those years really helped shape me as a writer, you know, even though I wasn't writing at that time, because I fell in love with storytelling and the heart and soul of especially those classic country artists and how real and raw all their lines were in their songs. And, you know, I try to put that into my songs now.
Mm-hmm. And you have won, as I mentioned at the start, many awards. I guess you've got 5 awards and 4 times Carolina Country Music Award winner, Female Vocalist of the Year, Country Emerging New Artist, Single of the Year, Tour of the Year. So you got all kinds of awards. What would you say the highlights been for you in your career so far?
That's really hard to say because each thing that comes along, you know, it means something different to you. But I recently was awarded the Songwriter of the Year Award at the Carolina Country Music Awards. And that one really meant, you know, that one felt different receiving it because somebody, you know, people can teach you how to be a good singer. They can teach you how to be a good entertainer. They can teach you how to book shows, whatever it may be. But, you know, songwriting really isn't something that can be taught. It's more of, you know, very heart to heart kind of work that you have to do. And so to get recognition from my peers on, you know, that work that's I've been putting in for the past 8 years really meant a lot.
Where is the most unusual place that Paige King Johnson's got inspiration for a song?
You know, on days whenever you're feeling like you get writer's block, I've heard some of the best exercises is just like to look around you and see what's around you and see if you can just start writing about something. And so I'm pretty sure at some point I have gotten some inspiration from like a leaf or a glass of water or something like that, you know, but it's those exercises that kind of keep you. I tell people writing songs is a lot like being an athlete and you have to keep exercising that muscle to get better and to get stronger in that. And so even if you're writing songs about leaves, you're getting better.
Well, I mean, nothing wrong with that, you know, and a lot of songwriters these days write about relationships, their own relationships and breakups and things like that. It's dangerous to date a songwriter.
I know. I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, you better stay straight.
That's right. Or you're going to be on the next album. Paige King Johnson's with us here on Border Crossings, and we're going to do another song. We've got time for one more song. What are you going to do for us next?
Yes, and speaking of my husband, this one was kind of inspired by him. I always tell people it's filled with a little bit of sarcasm, but a whole lot of love in general. This song is called Somebody's Gotta Do It.
Somebody's Gotta Do It, so why not Paige King Johnson? This is Border Crossings.
Somebody's gotta answer when he says, hey, honey, it may be right.
Border Crossings, Paige King Johnson, Somebody's Got to Do It. And you said your husband inspired the song?
He did. You know, I tell him all the time, in a joking way, our love is very, you know, full of jokes and laughter and all the things. And so the line to me, loving you like there ain't nothing to it, it ain't an easy job, but somebody's got to do it. And I am very grateful at the end of the day that I am his wife and I get to be loved by him and get to love him back. And, you know, if somebody's got to do it, I'm glad it's me. People ask me all the time, like, would you ever date a musician? And I'm like, We're too wishy-washy. We're too hard on our sleeves all the time. So my husband is, you know, very macho man, get his hands dirty kind of a man. And I appreciate that because we can kind of admire mm-hmm. each other in what we do.
Have you performed at the Grand Ole Opry? I know you did some behind the scenes stuff, but have you actually been a...
Not yet. We're hoping to kind of pave that road to get there. But we were recently on the WSM radio, AM radio station, which was, you know, kind of the first step there.
Really what exciting. Was it like when you heard yourself on the radio for the first time?
Yeah, I was in North Carolina and I had submitted music for a local radio station. They spotlight independent artists, but I wasn't sure if I was, you know, accepted or anything. And so I was listening to the show one night and they said my name and I was like, I looked at my parents. I was like, this isn't really happening. Is it?
As you're driving down the, you know, in your car and you come on the radio, you can honk the horn and say, it's me. Roll the windows down.
That's it.
Put this station on. Speaking of stations, you have your own radio show.
Well, I do TV shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, tell me about the TV show business.
Yeah. So I started working with our local NBC affiliate in the Raleigh area here in North Carolina. And I have my own little segment that I get to do and kind of bring light to the local live music scene here in our Triangle area. And that's been really cool way for me to start learning about some more local artists that are, you know, absolutely killing it on the live music scene. And I get to partner with some local venues as well too, which has really been a cool thing. And so it's opened up the world, you know, my world to the TV world. I have a lot of respect for
what
you've got.
Thank you very much.
On.
I appreciate it. You certainly have the looks for TV. So thank you for, you know, for the praise, and I send it right back at you. And so I see, you know, one of the things that caught my eye was that you had interviewed Martina McBride. I also had her on the show. She's also been a guest of mine. So, and she did the interview from her living room, from her dining room table.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
Yep. I got the same
table.
Experience.
You got the same set.
Yeah.
That's probably where she feels most comfortable. So what comes next for you? I mean, is it a tour? Are you touring a lot these days? What's the plan?
Yeah. So along with 2024 being the year of new music for me, it's also the year of a lot more shows. And I challenge myself every year to play at least one new state every year. And, you know, as an independent artist who does all the booking themselves, that's a really big feat to be able to kind of tackle yourself. And so this year I have two new states so far. I'm excited. So I'll be hitting Georgia and Florida along with my regular kind of Southeast tour route. And so I'm really excited about that. And, you know, always getting to meet new people and always open to new things mm-hmm. that are coming. You truly never know. I've learned to not plan anything because better things are always mm-hmm. going to come.
And there is, I don't know, something's going on in music right now. Beyonce is doing country music right now. So that might be a tour you want to link up with. You know, I mean,
I know all these artists are crossing over. I'm like, maybe I need to do a rock album or something. Who knows?
Why not? Why not? Spread your wings. Fly. We've got Paige King Johnson with us here on Border Crossings. Before I let you go, where can people find you on the internet? Where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the places, just at Paige King Johnson. Pretty easy to find me. And my website is PaigeKingJohnson.com. It has all my tour dates. It has all my merch on there and updates on new music and everything.
Well, you are a rising country music star, and we're anxiously awaiting your next album. And thank you for being on the show and bringing us some music and some happiness and joy. And because we are broadcasting to such a worldwide audience, and that includes the troops who are tuned in, is there anything you would like to say? Any message, shout out you'd like to send?
Well, just any support for an independent artist means the world, but to the troops, to our frontline workers, and to everybody else who is working so hard to keep everything moving, artists like myself would not have a job if it weren't for the hard work that y'all do and the support that y'all give us back. So I appreciate all the work that everybody does, all the support that comes. None of it goes unnoticed, and that's why we make music, is for y'all.
So when you do put out the album, have you thought about the name?
I haven't, you know, and usually that kind of stuff always comes around at the last minute. You're like, okay, I'm trying to. And so you're just like looking for inspiration. And in the past, that has been my experience. And so, you know, we're still working on it.
Still working on an album title. Well, when you figure it out, let us know. We'll have you back on.
Absolutely.
When you release the album.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Paige King Johnson is the artist. And I Thank God is the name of her latest video release, which was just recently, a couple weeks ago. So thank you for joining us here on Border Crossings and being a part of the show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too. Paige King Johnson, our guest today. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London for VOA TV.